All right. Good morning. It's day after Valentine's Day, and today's topic is the power of love. It's so exciting. So, I was sharing with Connie that, you know, I was feeling vulnerable writing this talk. You know, like, it brings up a lot of emotions when we talk about love, right? What is love? And your mind has a tendency to analyze it and try to figure it out, but we've all had those precious moments of being able to come to center and open ourselves up and say, how's love feel, right? How does that feel? So when I was preparing for this talk, of course, I reached out to friends on Facebook and on email, and I asked them, you know, what's your favorite love quote, you know, to get the vibration going, you know, I need some help, so let's bring some people in about how's it going to feel to talk about love, right? So a few of the responses I got were, love is a many splendor thing, love is the answer, all you need is love, love is patient and kind, love endures all things, faith, hope, and love, but the strongest of these are love, and choose your love. Love your choice. It is only with the heart one can see rightly. And then a friend of mine responded with this beautiful poem. Love is not a feeling. If love were a feeling, it would come and go, like in a great drama. Love is not a thought. If love were a thought, it would have an opposite. Love is too small to be contained in thought. Love is not a belief. If love were a belief, you would doubt it, and who would believe that? Love is not a state. If love were a state, you could enter it or leave it or fall out of it. Love is not an experience. If love were an experience, it would begin and end, and you would long for its return. Love is not something you find. If love were something you found, you could lose it too. So you'd have to cling onto it for dear life. Love is simpler, kinder, closer, less dramatic, less urgent, more present. Love is the space in which everything appears. Every thought, every sensation, every feeling, pleasurable and painful, blissful, boring, erotic, gentle, and intense, are all held in love's vast embrace. Yes, you are the space for it all. Spaciously intimate with every breath, in love with every beat of the heart, every sound, every smell, every sensation in the body, every moment of life. Feeling like you're in love or not feeling like you're in love, either way, you are in love. Another friend responded with this. There is no beauty in the world more perfect, more awe-inspiring, more human and transfixing than unfiltered, unashamed love. We are at our finest when we give and live in love, and at our worst when we hoard it, deny it, or choke it out of existence. Love like nothing else can make us soar to our highest heights or suffer our deepest lows. In the moments defined by the presence of love, we touch the face of our highest self, of the divine. To stand emotionally open before the world and give our human hearts without fear or hurt, attachment or demand, or reciprocity, this is the ultimate act of human courage. This is the ultimate experience of personal freedom. Love is our origin and our final destination. Our spirit was animated by the loving energy of a higher power. And as we release our last breath into our spirits, we will dissipate back into that love. With love's transcendent power, we can be reborn and redirected. When we open to it, life itself can feel newer, more alive, more magical, and more meaningful. When we ready ourselves for our ultimate destiny, when we release our childish, selfish needs and realign our priorities to those of the heart, we can finally reach those magnificent fields of human empathy, kindness, compassion, forgiveness, generosity, and courage. We must stop pretending that there is not enough love in the world to give or receive, as though love can somehow be diminished or squandered by a human force. Love is the divine energy, always present, accessible and flowing. If we accept this much, we can go further. We can let go of our past hurts, for they have nothing to do with the reality of love itself. And we can stop playing our petty games, slowing pacing the release of our love into the world when it feels safe. Limiting how much we love, we give to others because we fear lack is an act of cowardice, not divine strength. And so let us now sense love anew from a different divine perspective. Let us feel its abundance and let us emanate through us in its full force so that we might soar and serve at levels beyond human imagination. Let us declare we shall amplify love. So my last friend responded with a beautiful message, and she said, I will be happy to tell you another message of love, for today swirls the energetic passion that anoints you all to come in one flavor only, that flavor of love itself. And as such, take this layer of this beautiful love cake that is being offered to you on this festive occasion. For today, the dam of joy has burst and will be spewing forth a never-ending flood of light that will serve to anchor you even deeper into that safe birth you have already found deep within your heart. For this is the anchorage you have been searching for far and wide, never being fully able to perceive that it's already here, under your very nose, within your own heart, within that deep and welcoming silence that awaits you in the very core of your being. For that is your home. That is where your heart has always known it to be. And now, as this powerful surge of light has been unleashed from its old embankments, by your willingness to keep searching for that elusive target, your search has now come to completion. For you have found your way into the inner workings of your own being. And as such, you have found your home, and this is where you will abide for now and eternity. And know that even if you find yourself at a loss to feel this deep connection to yourself from time to time and in the time ahead, fear not, for once this connection has been made, it will never let go. For this anchorage is one that will serve you well, no matter how hard the winds of change may blow in the time of ahead. For you have made it all the way to this safe harbor, and from there you will continue to expand and explore beyond any old limits you may still perceive. For remember, this anchorage is not a stopping point. It is merely a safe haven from where you can continue to explore the wonder and that is mankind. Mankind in its every changing form, the kind that has allowed love to penetrate all the way through all the dense layers, stripping them off one by one until this one truth remains. You are love, you are loved, and you are loving. And now you will fly away out into the new winds, out into the blue yonder, carried aloft by this new truth. For now there is no longer anything holding you back, and now you can soar as high as your loftiest dreams and beyond. For now you have managed to put right what was wrong. You have mended the rift that was so wide between you and the one in your heart. For now, you are no longer divided. You are one within, and so you will once again learn to be one without. And so it is, now and forever. So those were pretty good messages when I asked for power of love, you know, that came through very, very strong. So when it was my turn to sit down and explore what love was, I got out pen and paper and just started writing, and I started asking myself, well, what is love exactly? Is it just a feeling, an energy, a force? Well, yes, it is. Well, what does love mean? Let's explore these beautiful insights today, and the day after St. Valentine's Day. We have all heard that love is the energy, the force that creates worlds, relationships, human beings, lessons in life. Love is what motivates us. Love is a desire, an imagination, and greatness. Love just is. When someone hurts themselves or has an illness or even dies, we can get in, if we can get into a state of acceptance about that and feel our feelings honestly, what usually happens in those situations? The experience of a death of a friend, for example, or a friend who we get irritated with, or a friend who, or a person who mirrors the emotions that brings up the emotions we need to face. It is a personal choice, of course, but here's the secret. Emotions are temporary. So the core, the foundation is always love. Emotions are temporary. I just had an experience of a friend passing away, so I was analyzing the grieving process and what does that truly mean? What does this grieving process do? Right? We all know that there's different levels of it. Well, it's a temporary process, and what happens at the end of a grieving process? It gets you back to a place of peace and love and acceptance. So what if we could just first start out from the place of acceptance first? What if we could accept that this thing happened, this situation happened? What if we could really just say, okay, this situation actually happened, and how do I feel about that? You know, what I was exploring was the feelings of my friend passing, right? So a friend or a loved one passes. I accept this person is no longer in the physical form. How does that make me feel? Well, I sat with the feelings and I noticed that I had feelings about her, but I had feelings about myself too, and that emotions that just wanted to come up and pass. So I let them come up and I let them go. So if you can accept them and let them go, you don't hang on to them from this point in the future. And it's a very powerful feeling to be in a state of acceptance. Acceptance of what is and acceptance of your feelings bring you back to center. If you're honest and true, you can let them go and be back into a feeling of love and appreciation. So here you have the ability to really express the truth of who you are. I am accepting and I'm choosing to love myself first. That's what feels best to me. So accepting that you're feeling your feelings and letting them go is a choice. You can choose to hang on to them or you can let them go. That's where the power lies. What will I accept in my life? Who will I let in my environment? Who makes me feel what? Again, if we really, really get clear on a moment-to-moment basis, how I feel right here, right now, do I want to keep that feeling or do I want to let it go? It's a choice. It's always a choice. I'm choosing to let go. I'm choosing to let love be my dominant emotion. The more expansive, the more connected, the more joyful, more playful, more loved, more loving, more spiritual, more involved, more connected, more honest. Oh, yes, that's how I want to feel. But this happened. Oh, that's okay that happened. I'm choosing this instead. Oh, I feel sad. Well, I did, but now I don't. I'm choosing love. So if you accept that you have these feelings and you have the responsibility, the choice, the ability to choose how you feel, that's where your true empowerment is. That's where self-love radiates. That's where the truth of who you are gets a chance to feel radiant. But you know, so much of us will get stuck in our life routine or activities or situations that are happening. But wait, how can I feel good when I have bills to pay, house chores, sick people to tend to, and people to deal with, projects to complete? Those are all tangible, real things that I just can't feel my way through them, right? That's just nonsense. I can't just feel the dishes being done. I have to move and do the dishes. Well, Brian and I have a lovely song that we like from a band that's escaping me at the moment, but the title of it is called Do What Must Be Done. And it talks about having an attitude of joy and choosing in that moment, yes, I have to pay these bills, I have to go do this, but make a game out of it. Choose your attitude. Allow yourself to flow with it, and it brings a smile to your face. You're feeling connected. You're feeling happy when you do it. So it really reflects this sentiment, you know, just having a beautiful flow. And you know, when somebody would, you know, come into your space and maybe interrupt that flow about, you know, saying a comment or doing something that kind of takes you off track, well, yeah, you can say, oh, that hurt, ouch, or whatever, and say, oh, well, why did they do that? Am I putting that vibration out into the world? Is he just mirroring me? Or is that how he's feeling today or she's feeling today? There's another term that comes to mind that's really fun. That it's not my monkeys, right? You know, it's not my circus. They're not my monkeys. That's their problem, right? I don't have to get involved with that if it doesn't feel good to me to support that, right? So you always have that choice to engage or not, or to, you know, be engaged but have a better attitude or a more compassionate, loving attitude. But Connie and I over the years have always, you know, used the term about being connected or disconnected. You know, we all have those times when, you know, we feel disconnected and we're just going to choose to be angry or pissed off or, you know, not connected, right? But thank goodness I have friends and people in my life that will come back and say, will you get back to center, please? Will you connect yourself? Go do something to make you happy. Stop it and go get yourself back connected, right? Because you're not acting yourself, the loving, being, happy person that we know you are. Stop it, you know? So I say that lovingly because that happens a lot in my household where I'm told to stop it. Well, that's just an indicator of, hey, honey, you're not being the truth of who you are, you know? And if I can appreciate it and look at that instead of being defensive when those situations happen, then life just flows and flows and flows and flows and flows. I mean, how many times have we been in a relationship expecting others to change and or wanting to control their behavior for our selfish needs because we want to feel better? We want that other person to act a different way so we'll feel better. But the responsibility lies within us to connect and really, you know, choose in a moment-to-moment basis how we want to feel. So if we can accept them and what they're trying to do for us at that time and really, you know, just get into the feeling of it, analyze it. Is this something I need to fix? I need to control? Do I need to take action on? Yes or no? If you do, do it. And then if you have to take the action, choose to do it the most loving way you can. So You get in a state of gratitude and appreciation when these things happen. And we've talked about this many, many times before in this group about how you want to have that flow, have that momentum, have that ease, how those synchronicities just happen. Well, how does that all start? That starts with an intention. I'm going to have it flow today. I'm going to look for things that I can appreciate. I'm going to see love in the air. I'm going to express the truth of who I am. I'm going to be fully present and heart open mind. And quiet and just let myself flow and see what happens. That just takes a few moments on a routine basis to have your life flow like that, right? And when you have somebody on the phone or, you know, somebody you were unexpecting, you shift into that moment and say, oh, be fully present right here, right now. What's going on, you know? And usually it'll go much smoother if you can center yourself and allow yourself to be fully present. So I would challenge you right now to just take a moment and think of something in your life right now that maybe is stuck in your craw or somebody or an interaction that happened this week and or, you know, somebody that you just can't get out of your head or something that's really just bothering you. And once you get in tune with that, just see how you feel about it, you know? Is that feeling really something that they're doing to you, or is that how you're really feeling about yourself right here or now? Or is it a situation that you have to actually go do something and you know it's the right thing to do, or maybe you weren't expecting to have to go do it, but how can you make that outcome the best possible way? How can you take that situation and make it the easiest, the flowing, the best outcome possible? How can you have that intention for it to go well? How can you allow yourself to feel better about it, right? So you just think of that person or place or thing and you just say, okay, well, why is this happening? If you tune in and get truly honest of why it's happening, nine times out of ten, it's something that needs to be corrected within your own heart, within your own emotions, right? And you have to make peace with it in yourself. And if you just take the time to say, hey, I'm feeling this way, or if you need to express or communicate that to another person, then you say, well, okay, I'm going to choose to let this person know that I'm feeling this way. Well, how would you envision that to happen? What is the best feeling thought possible that you can have? What's the best energy flow? You see yourself acting in that situation, you see them acting in that situation. How could it flow the best way you can imagine in this moment? And the kicker is, once you let go of an outcome, or you have that vision, you hold it, but if you could take it a step further and say, okay, I'm just going to let the universe, source, God handle this. I'm just going to trust that it's going to go really, really well, better than I expected. If that is your intention and you hold that vision, then usually what happens is it's better than you expected, right? So it's all about taking that beautiful responsibility, those moments of centering and intention, of allowing yourself to get in that space of gratitude and be honest with what's really going on. Because usually it's a feeling that needs to be addressed. And we all know, once we acknowledge and accept the feeling, then it usually turns out, it at least goes to neutral, and you get to choose again. You get to choose, okay, that happened, but now I want to feel this. And then you get a momentum of how you really want to feel. You want to feel uplifted, connected, full of gratitude, full of joy, full of knowing, faith, and trust that life is really good. Now, that is the power of love that we're talking about. That's how we move through this human experience, moment by moment by moment. This is already within you. This love essence is already you. You are already that. It's how you choose to express it. It's how you choose to be it, how you choose to have it unfold. Or just let go and completely. But, you know, we all have friends that are very passive, and they just sit through life and let life happen to them. Well, what if you flip that? What if you decided you wanted to show up and fully express the truth of who you are and do what you're naturally born to do? What if you're really expressing your passion? What if you're really showing up and being present with the truth of who you are and expressing it fully? What would that look like? Well, then that's where that law of attraction thing comes in. You start being a magnet to more like-minded people, and all that love starts coming in, and next thing you know, you got people, places, and things better than you can imagine showing up in your experience. Why? Because you had the intention of being a loving being and expressing the truth of who you are. So that's why acceptance is a big part of the power of love. If you can express and accept who you are, the truth of who you are, what makes your heart sing, how you want to feel, how you want your day to flow, how do you want to express yourself, how you want your life to be. If you take those moments and really be honest with you and just notice if there's something that needs to be tweaked, if it's an emotion, person, place, or thing, you have the power to change that. You have the power to change and say, oh, that isn't working for me, I'm going to let them go. See, that's the beauty of it. If you allow yourself to respect the love, you know, we hear this term namaste, it's all about the love, you know, honoring the love in each other. But here's the kicker. If you have a person, place, or thing in your life that doesn't feel good to be around anymore, then that's your personal choice. You get to say, oh, no, I don't feel that anymore. Well, guess what? They have the same choice. They can do the same thing. They can walk away from you. They're choosing to feel better. They're choosing how they want to live their life. And if you can be compassionate and accept that everybody says, oh, you know, I'm choosing to live my best life possible. Well, yeah, great. You served that purpose then, but doesn't mean you're serving that purpose now or in my future. I want to feel this way. I want to take my power back. That's what the true meaning of empowerment is, right? I accept this happened, and I'm gonna see how I felt about it. I'm gonna be honest, because, you know, ultimately the truth will set you free. It always does, and it's the acceptance of that truth, that beautiful flow, and allowing yourself to be the truth of who you are, and respecting that in others. And you know, sometimes we feel the pull to want to go and control and fix and help. But, you know, we've also all heard that beautiful expression is, you can't help somebody that wants to be helped. So what do you do if you love that person and they're not changing and you feel like you've done everything under the sun to help them shift and realize that they have this power? What do? You just love them anyway. You just love them anyway. And you have to honor yourself and your boundaries and do what feels good to you, you know, and realize that they have that personal choice. And then when they're ready, they might come and ask for help, but then they might not. And you just have to accept them. The beauty is in the acceptance. If you can accept them, that they're expressing as they choose to express, and love them as they are, 9 times out of 10, you'll start seeing a shift in your perspective of them. And then you get into a state of being more loving, and you feel the flow, and then they automatically pick up on that vibe, and they start responding to you. So it's really an exciting way to be in that vibration of acceptance. So, you know, as you know, I'm one of these people that take this to heart. Literally, I choose how I'm going to vibrate. I choose my moment-to-moment expression. I'm going to choose to vibrate from this magical, mystical place called love and radiate the highest, most connected, productive potential I can. I let it flow right here, right now. I am a force to be reckoned with. I am love. I am joy. I'm respect. I'm to be respected. I am the energy that creates worlds. I am the highest vibration possible. I'm pure positive energy because I choose to be here living the most fantastic, well-imagined, fun-loving adventure I could create. And I'm connected to the force, the power called love, that is the foundation of all that is. I connect to this every moment of every day because it feels good to do so. And when I do, I see more love. I feel more love. I hear more love. I taste and smell more love. And before I know it, I'm radiating love internally, externally, and I'm accepting the love that is my physical body more and more. I listen and act on my intuition more and more. I relax, trust, and know that all is truly well because I'm connected to this thing called love. And love means to me that I am the creator. I choose how I want to live. I want to be and how I want to be and what I want and what I want to have, how I choose to feel, and I choose what feels good and what doesn't. And I choose to accept to be me. If you don't like it, I love you for choosing. I respect you for utilizing it. And I respect you for utilizing your power of choice. I love you for being here on this planet, co-creating this magnificent journey with me. Stay or go, but I love you anyway. We are all this powerful force called love. Once we own it and magnify it, that feeling over and over that we create, what we create is beyond magnificent words. It's beyond description. The magnitude of love, it is infinite beyond measure. All of life is. So be still and acceptant, or don't. Really doesn't matter. What does matter is the acceptance of love of self. Why? Because you have this power, this energy, this life force beating within your own heart, functioning your body, connecting you to all realms, all that is, and it's infinite. This is why you are here, to experience the unlimitless of your power to create. You are love. You are the power of love. You are this feeling of love. Are you feeling it yet? Are you feeling inspired? Are you feeling uplifted? Are you seeing how important feelings are? Do you see that it is your, you have and control this switch to this power? You control the switch. Is it on or is it off? This is the power. This is your personal power. You hold the power. What are you going to do with this power? How are you going to show up in the world as a personal expression of this force that you house in this physical body? How are you going to accept the truth of who you are? Express it to its fullest potential right here, right now.
She's got it.
Yeah. How are we doing on time? Are we good?
About 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
No way.
No.
Am I over 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Sorry about that. So, anyway.
You got 10 more minutes.
Oh, 10 more minutes. Okay. So, what was so beautiful is that, you know, because of my geekette persona, I started flowing into the science fiction, you know, how they always talk about, you know, this power of this force, right? So, you know, our sci-fi guys had it right. Go forth and prosper. May the force be with you. And you know, that there's truth to that, right? I mean, even when you least expect it, you can find that the foundation of all action is this pure, powerful love. So, you know, it's just the way you, the reason why you're here. And so now I'm all thrown off because of the time. But you're right. So, you know, just realize that you have that power moment to moment to moment to moment. The power of love is innate within you. Do you accept yourself? Do you accept that you have this power within you? How much do you love yourself? You know, do you, when people ask you, do you love yourself? Is the answer yes or no? Is it truly? I mean, you know, so if you get to a place of 100% self-love, wow, you know, where's your life vibrating then? You know, if you can say, yes, I truly 100% love myself, and I'm this force that cannot be reckoned with. I am the truth of who I am, expressing it fully in moment to moment to moment to moment to moment, and it really doesn't matter what else happens, right? So it's so beautiful, because I personally have been going through somewhat of a transition lately that I really can't describe, but this is the foundation. I'm choosing to be love, express love, and be centered in love. That's the intention. Well, how's that playing out in practical, real life for me? Well, I'm finding I'm not worrying about my bills so much. I'm finding I'm not worrying about what people think, what, how, you know, the people around me are coming and going. It's fine. I'm not worried about, you know, traveling and traffic. You know, like, nothing really that used to stay stuck in my craw before doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is my connection to source, my connection to love. Am I being honest with myself first, and am I allowing that expression fully? You know, and you know, so if you asked me, do I love myself 100% right now? The answer is yes, but it still feels like there's a work in progress, you know? So what do? I look at, why did I say work in progress? Why, what still needs to be done for me to feel 100% clarity on self-love? Well, everybody, we always have this draw to be better, and that's human nature. We always want to have more improvement, and more improvement. But if you ever listen to any of the masters or read any great texts, you know, they all say, you know, that love is the answer, right? Love is the answer. None of the peripheral stuff matters. None of the material stuff matters. It's all about the connection to love. And that's why you see these Zen monks and everything, that, you know, they're just in this state of constant connection. Well, that's where you get your choice, right? That's where you get to choose. Do you want to be a Zen monk, or do you want to be connected and express that fully in this world? And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, part of the fun of being in this physical realm on this planet right here, right now, is a playground. You get to play. You get to say, I want to play with these type of people, do this stuff, and feel this way, right? And you get to do that over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And then you get to do it again and again and again and again. And then you get to die, and then you come and you get to say, do I want to go back to the playground, or do I want to do something different? Right? It's simple as that. It's just a feeling of joy and acceptance and truth and love and how you want to express. And once you own that fully, nobody can take it away from you. Why? Because it's internal. It's your power of love. It's empowerment. It's your knowing. It's the truth of who you are. You already have it. You don't need to look for love outside of yourself, because it's already in you. Once you figure that out for yourself, that you are already pure positive energy in a physical body personified, nobody can take that away from you. You show up as you are, regardless of an external situation. You are who you are. There's a beautiful IT expression, what you see is what you get, right? And that's it, you know? So here's Bubbly Carrie in your face preaching about love, because that's what you see is what you get, right? That's the way it is. And she will not stray from that. I do not sway from that. This one will tell you over here. I do not sway from that, no matter what. So, you know, it's a choice. It's a personal choice. And that's where your empowerment lies. And if you stay connected to that choice and acceptance and the power of love, your life will unfold magically the way you choose it to be. awesome. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
So how do you